Have you ever left a conversation feeling like someone dumped their entire emotional inbox into your aura? One minute you're fine, and the next you're drained, dizzy, or carrying anxiety that definitely isn't yours. That's not just sensitivity, that's energy overload. And chances are, it's not just that you absorb their energy. Maybe you've been absorbing energy over a long period of time, and you've been carrying it with you for, could be years. I want to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life and metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Theis. I am a psychic, energy worker, soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy's Girl Guide to Goals, one spicy erotic novel, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I share how to create a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the metaphysical path since childhood, and now I help others remember who they really are through intuitive reading, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into this mystery together. Hey guys, how you doing? It's actually sunny out here in Ohio. The windows are open, it's a decent temperature, and as y'all know, I don't edit my podcast. So if anything happens, you're going to hear about it in real time. Announcements. This is a shout out to Noah. Noah, I hope you know who you are. You sent me an email about a individual. I'm going to reach out to that person and see if I can get him on Mystical Minds. So thank you very much for sending in that person's name. And guys, if you know of somebody who you'd love to hear me chat with here on Mystical Minds, please send them to me. Send me their name, email, what they do. You can send it to alletheis@yahoo.com. And just don't send me a whole bunch of emails because I'll just delete them. Just send me emails on if there's somebody you know that you'd like me to have on this podcast. All right. Moving forward, let's go to the card of the week. This week I am using the Shaman's Dream Oracle Deck by Alberto, oh, I can never say his name, Villadero, and Colette Baron-Reed. I can say her name. So let us see what kind of card this is for the week. And remember, if you're listening to this today, tomorrow, a week from now, a year, 5 years from now, whenever you do listen to this episode, this card is for you for your week. All right? This doesn't just pertain to now. It's whenever you listen to it. So let us see what we got. I don't use these cards very often. In fact, I think I've used them 3 times. They're very stiff and hard to shuffle, and I really don't know what the meanings are. So I may have to grab the handy dandy book and look them up. But let's see what card we get. All right. Wow. It's not gonna work with these. Let's see. For this week, we have Winter's Dream, the gestation period. Well, I get that. This isn't a week for you to go out and make your splash on the world, your mark, or whatever it may be. This is a week for really you to take a step back, breathe, relax, read a good book, cover up in your bed. It's a chill week. It's what it is. Don't expect to make any big strides towards your goal. You can make little strides, but nothing big and major that's going to make you go, wow, can you believe that? It's wintertime this week, metaphysically speaking. So kick back, enjoy that cup of coffee, watch your favorite streaming service, eat well. You don't want to eat pizza every day, and just enjoy the week. All right, so Winter's Dream. Yes, it's a pretty card. I will give you the information about this deck below in the show's notes if you'd like to check this deck out for yourself. Okie doke. Moving forward, let's go to the mystical item of the week. And where did I put it? I'm like, I wrote it here someplace. I wrote it way down here. All right. The black, and you know I can't say this word for those of you who have been with me for a while. Black, I always say tourmaline, and that is wrong. Tourmaline, tourmaline, palm stone. It is a powerful grounding and protective ally. It helps absorb negative energy and restores balance. Keep it in your pocket or even by your front door, maybe on your desk. You know, if you got a lot of people around you who, maybe drive you crazy, maybe bring your negativity into the office, you could have it on your desk too. And I really should be, I have thousands of stones. I'm going to be upfront and honest here. I have thousands of stones in boxes that have been sitting in boxes now for a little bit of time. And I really need to get them out and put them up on the website. So this today, which is May 12th, 2025. If by, I don't know, say midsummer, not July, you haven't seen any stones on my website yet, out of body ecstasy, please feel free to send me an email. I said it earlier, allythese@yahoo.com, and say, Allie, remember the stones? Because it will help to remind me. This is my last summer for classes for my PhD, and I kind of forget about doing stuff for the website when I'm working on my PhD stuff. So if you remind me, that would be awesome. All right, moving forward. We are going to talk about an important topic about energy. That's what this whole month is about, energy, your aura. And this is about clearing, grounding, and protecting your energy, which you all should be doing on a daily basis, especially if you interact with a lot of people. So, what energy are you carrying right now? Your aura, your personal energy field, doesn't just hold your emotions, thoughts, and vibes. It also acts like a sponge, picking up stray energy from people, places, media, and collective fear spirals. Say hello to social media. You know, the doom scrolling? Yeah, as you're doom scrolling, you're picking up people's energy. And I want to throw out there, I didn't write it down, but this is important. Anytime you have sexual relations with somebody, whether it's OBE, you're having pure energy sex, or you are physically with somebody and having sex, you transfer energy back and forth. They get some of yours, you get some of theirs. And if you've never cleaned your energy and you've broken up with somebody, you're starting a new relationship and you've slept with many people in the past, which is fabulous, but you're carrying their energy. You know, you're going to want to cleanse yourself, cleanse your aura. And we're going to talk about that in just a second, but that's just an FYI. Okay, so some signs your energy field is overloaded. You're feeling exhausted after being around people. You randomly get anxious or weepy or angry for no reason. You wake up tired even after sleeping. You can't focus, and your thoughts sometimes don't feel like your own. If that's hitting a little too close to home, it's probably time for an energetic tune-up. Think of clearing as an energetic detoxing. It's not just about feeling better, it's becoming you again. So there's some simple ways to do this. You can get a salt bath with sea salt or Epsom salt. You can add a little bit of rosemary or lavender essential oil for some extra oomph. You can do a smoke clearing with sage, Palo Santo, my favorite, frankincense, or smoke-free alternatives like cedar spray. You can use a sound clearing using bells, chimes, or even clapping. You also do a visualization, which is imagination. Imagine a waterfall of white light washing through you and your aura, carrying away what's not yours. And I'll be honest, this last one here is what I use when I get my daily shower. As I'm under the shower, you know, and the water is cascading down, I imagine the waterfall of white light. So I'm cleaning my body and my energy at the same time. You don't need a whole lot of fancy tools. What you need is intention that you want to Cleanse your energy of anything that's not yours, and consistency. All right. A really good book for clearing energy, it's by Denise Lynn, and I have it below in the show's notes. It came out in 1996, probably before some of you were born, but it is my go-to guide whenever I need to cleanse something. It's an excellent book. What she wrote in 96 never goes out of style, and it all works. All right. Let's go to getting out of your head and into your body. We're going to talk about some grounding. Grounding brings your energy back to the present, anchoring you to the earth and your physical self. It's essential if you're feeling spacey, anxious, or spiritually floaty. And also important if you tend to anchor yourself in the past, which a lot of people do and just can't get over what has been done previously. We don't have a time machine. This is not Back to the Future. We don't have a DeLorean. So you did your best with what you knew at the time. Always remember that, okay? And if you did something boneheaded, which, oh, my hand up on that one, I've done a lot of things, a lot. I could feel its own book in my past. You did what you did. All right, you're a human being. You're here to learn. So being stuck in the past or being stuck in the future is not going to do your present any good. So some grounding tools to try. You can go barefoot in the grass, the soil, or even on concrete. And when it hits nice out, I don't wear shoes, period. No sandals, no nothing, just me and my little bare feet, which I am doing today. And I get to ground myself every time I take my dog Karma out to go to the bathroom. So I think that's wonderful. You can hold a grounding stone. Like I mentioned earlier with the magical item of the week, the black tourmaline, the hematite, smoky quartz, also any type of red stone is also grounding, like red jasper or bloodstone. Both of those are good as well. And yes, I do have those, all these stones in a box, in one of the boxes at my house. Okay, you can breathe deeply. You can focus on your exhale and the feeling of gravity pulling you down. So you inhale, and as you're exhaling, if you're letting the air out, you allow gravity to pull you down. You get this feeling like you're being centered and grounded on the earth. You can eat grounding foods. Think any root vegetable, all right? There are warm stews, protein-rich meals, and red meat. If you eat red meat, will ground you almost instantly. Okay, it brings you right back. Grounding reconnects you with your power, your choices, and your ability to handle life with clarity, which we all need. So protecting. Your aura needs boundaries, just like you do. You need boundaries. Your aura needs boundaries as well. Although it is infinite and boundlessness, all right? It still needs some boundaries. So some protective boundaries. You can do a bubble visualization. You can envision yourself surrounded by a sphere of white, gold, or maybe mirrored light. And to me, when I imagine the bubble coming up from my feet all the way up to the top, it's like I'm in a spiritual condom. That's what it reminds me of. But it's a sphere of white, gold, or mirrored light. You can ward off with intention. You can create energetic rules like only my love may enter my field. And I have a lot of protective measures in my book, Out of Body Ecstasy, because you got to be protected when you're going out and about with your energy field. If you don't have that book, there's a lot of energy protection in there. You can wear protection stones like black obsidian, jet, labradorite. Sounds like a dog. Labradorite? Yes. Kind of reminds me of sparkles and changes colors when you tilt it. You can anoint yourself with oils, frankincense, of course, my favorite, cedarwood, clove. You can put them on your wrists, maybe some on your third eye. And if you're an empath or a healer, maybe just an open-hearted human, Protecting your field allows you to show up fully without absorbing everything around you. So, if you do find yourself absorbing a lot of energy when you're out and about, it's always good to protect yourself before you go. And we have a bonus reflection prompt. So, ask yourself today, what energy am I carrying that isn't mine? And what would it feel like to let it go? Okay, ask yourself that. Write down your answer. When you write down your answer, you can burn the piece of paper in a fireproof dish that's not metal. All right. Clay is excellent if you have a little clay pot. You can burn it, you can bury it, you can breathe through it, put your breath through it. Your energy deserves to be yours again. All right. And that's a wrap here on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. If you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. And if you're craving more, come join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. And if you walk this metaphysical path and you would love to share your wisdom on this podcast, whether you're an energy worker, intuitive healer, or just somebody with a wild spiritual story, I would love to hear from you because I am currently booking new guests, and the link to book is below in the show's notes. You can also book a private reading or a soul session with me anytime at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, maybe a deeper connection to your soul path. And until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, you're not lost, you're just remembering who you truly are.